Hola, ¿cómo estás? Espero que todo esté bien contigo. This is Tamara Marie, host of the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast. I wanted to ask you a quick question before we get started with this episode. Do you have trouble hearing and understanding native Spanish speakers? Whether you've been learning Spanish for 2 weeks or 2 years, it can be a struggle to really understand the fast pace of Spanish spoken by native speakers. So if that's you, don't worry, I got you. I have developed a method that will help you understand 80% of spoken Spanish in less than 30 minutes. This method will help you improve your ability to hear and understand native Spanish speakers so you can increase your listening comprehension and shed your fear of being afraid to start a conversation. You know, a lot of times we don't want to talk to someone in Spanish because we're afraid that when they talk back, we're not going to understand what they say. So we really need to get after that fear by improving our Spanish listening skills. So if this is something that you're interested in, I'd love to share it with you. I'm providing access to this masterclass absolutely free so that you can learn how to improve your Spanish listening skills. If you want to sign up, just go to SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. That's SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. Now, we're only going to have this masterclass available for a limited time, so make sure you sign up today if you want to get access, SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. Okay, let's get to this episode of the podcast. Hola, buen día. Espero que todos estén bien, saludables y seguros. Bienvenidos al episodio 103. Welcome to episode 103 of the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast. I'm super excited about this week's episode because I've gotten several requests about this topic and I know that you are going to enjoy it and find it useful. I get lots of feedback anytime I talk about different types of Spanish on the podcast. So whether it be Spanish from Dominican Republic, Colombia, Venezuela, we cover all different types of Spanish and different accents in the way Spanish is spoken throughout Latin America, mainly because I believe that diversity is important. Not only to highlight as different forms of speaking Spanish, but also for you as a learner so that you won't get confused when you encounter people from all of these different places because each country has its own unique culture and way of speaking the language. So this week, I'm proud to bring a conversation with a member of the Spanish Con Salsa team, Linda Naomi, and she's going to share with us saludos y despedidas. So greetings in Puerto Rican Spanish and also how to say goodbye when you're talking to a group of friends or just someone one-on-one. So I hope you enjoy this conversation. And at the end of the episode, if you stick around, I'll give you some information on how you can actually book a lesson with Naomi at a discount if you want to learn more Puerto Rican Spanish or just get some practice speaking Spanish. She is available to book a private one-on-one lesson. So I will be giving you some details on that at the end of the show. But before we get started today, as you know, the year 2020, wow, it's finally winding down. It's been one año loco. So it's been a crazy year. But I hope you are thinking about planning for 2021. So I wanted to let you all know that the first week of January, so right after New Year's, we will dedicate that entire week to planning our Spanish goals for 2021. So in order to get prepared for that, you may already know that we offer a bilingual planner for language learners. Now this is a beautiful color-coded planner and it is a hard copy, so actually we'll be shipping it out to you if you decide to get one, but it allows you to plan your Spanish goals in the key areas of vocabulary, listening comprehension, conversation, and grammar. And it helps you map all of that out and keep it organized. It has 52 weeks that you can choose which dates you'd like to include in each week. So if you miss a week, you don't have to worry about it. It's not pre-written. You can actually write in your own date. So 52 weeks. And we do have these planners available right now. So just go to SpanishConSalsa.com/planner. So that's SpanishConSalsa.com/planner. planner, and you can see all the details and also see some pictures there. So you can see if there's something that you might want to get. And I definitely recommend that you grab it, because when we start our challenge in January, we're going to be walking through exactly how to use this planner week to week so that you can effectively plan your Spanish goals and actually achieve them, right? So let's make 2021 the year. Let's forget about 2020, right? Let's make 2021 the year that you get fluent in Spanish. And if you want to check out the planner, SpanishConSalsa.com/planner, and you will be ready for our goal setting workshop that we will have the first week of January. So make sure you grab that if you want to be prepared, and make sure you get that order in within the next week or so, so that we can ship it out to you by January. All right, with that, let's get started with our conversation with Naomi and talk about Puerto Rican Spanish. Hola, Naomi. Bienvenida al podcast.
Hola, Tamara. ¿Cómo estás? Gracias por la invitación.
Estoy bien en casa, como casi todo el mundo ahora, porque seguimos en la cuarentena. Pero sí. Pero estoy bien y es un placer tenerte en el podcast, porque quiero explicar español de Puerto Rico, porque mucha gente tiene interés en hablar con a la gente de la isla. Entonces es una pregunta que tengo normalmente con los estudiantes que tenemos y los oyentes del podcast. So thank you for being here on the podcast, and I'm excited to talk about Puerto Rican Spanish with you, because a lot of folks notice that when they learn Spanish in a traditional class, but then they actually visit Puerto Rico or talk to someone from Puerto Rico, that they have trouble understanding, right? And some of that is because of just the way that Puerto Ricans speak Spanish. And there's lots of reasons for that that we can't get all into in today's episode. But we do want to start by giving you all some idea of just how to start a conversation and some phrases that you might hear that are greetings in Puerto Rican Spanish. So Naomi has graciously prepared a list for us, and she's going to be sharing with us some different ways that you can say hola in Puerto Rico. So Naomi, ¿cuál es la primera palabra que tienes?
La primera palabra que tengo es huepa. Huepa es un saludo, ¿no? Huepa. Y todos, incluso si lo hace cualquier persona, todo el mundo te va a responder huepa, ¿no? Es un saludo muy, muy típico y originario de aquí, de Puerto Rico.
Ah, so is it a way to say hi to maybe like a group of people, or just, would you say it to one person, or is it usually used like in a group?
A both, ambos, tanto en grupo como individual.
Ah, okay. And huepa, I also hear it a lot in music. So a lot of songs, especially like people might know Marc Anthony, like he always says in a lot of his songs, huepa. So is it used in other ways besides just saying hello? Like what does it mean in other contexts?
No, es como huepa, es como una exclamación, pero también es que parte del saludo, ¿no? Pero también lo utilizamos como mencionas en la música, ¿no? Huepa, cosas o sucesos, ¿no? Huepa, de que está bailando, que está buena la música también, ¿no?
Yo sé, eso es una frase muy común. So for me, when I hear huepa, I know automatically that the person is probably from Puerto Rico. 100%, because it's something very, very typical of Puerto Rico. And all right, so what's another way that someone might say hola in Puerto Rico?
¿Qué hay?
¿Qué hay?
¿Qué hay? ¿Qué hay? ¿Qué hay, Tamara?
¿Qué hay? Y eso significa como, ¿cómo se dice en español standard, ¿no? Como, ¿qué pasa? O algo así.
¿Qué pasa? ¿Qué cuenta? ¿No? ¿Qué hay? ¿No? ¿Qué hay? ¿Qué cuenta? ¿Qué pasa?
¿Es una frase que se usa con amigos o solamente con familia o qué? ¿O es algo que puede usar en cualquier lugar?
Más se da en amigos y conocidos, ¿no? De amistad, ¿no? De años, ¿no? Y que no se, y que no se han visto, ¿no? Que hay, que la que cuenta. O sea, es una expresión más de amigo, de grupo. Pero se pueden hacer en grupo, pero también en individual.
Okay, okay. So you can say que hay if you're talking to friends, whether it's just one person or you're talking to a group. But it's just a way of saying like que pasa, cómo estás, okay, o cuéntame.
Exacto.
Okay, y la próxima manera de saludar a alguien en Puerto Rico.
Es que la que.
Que la que.
Que la que. Que la que la que hay.
Ah, entonces, ¿se puede decir que la que o que la que hay?
Sí, que la que hay.
Okay. ¿Y qué significa ese que la que hay? Porque suena como what is that that is, almost. Como no, no se puede traducir al inglés.
No.
So it's another way to say like, what's up? ¿Qué la que hay? Like, what's going on?
Exacto, es WhatsApp, ¿no? En inglés, pero es más, ¿qué es la que hay? ¿Qué hay? ¿Qué cuenta?
And how would you respond to that? If someone says, ¿qué es la que hay? What's a response that you would give?
Ahí tú puedes responder como, todo bien, o todo tranquilo, o tranquila, o he escuchado que otras personas dicen, pues aquí aborrecido, ¿no? De, ¿sabes? Como cansado, dependiendo del estado de ánimo que se encuentre la persona, ¿no?
Ah, okay. Entonces es más como, ¿cómo estás? It's like, how are you? How are you feeling?
Hey, mm-hmm. ¿Qué es la que hay? Sí, ¿qué es la que hay? Pues, ¿qué tal? ¿Qué, cómo estás? ¿No? Pero más para amigos.
Okay. ¿Y otra manera de saludar a alguien?
Es que la que corillo.
Que la que corillo, ok. ¿Y qué significa eso?
Corillo es grupo, es un grupo. ¿Qué es la que hay corillo o grupo, no? Pero en vez de decir que es la que hay grupo, es igual básicamente como que hay, que la que, o sea, es lo mismo. ¿Cómo están?
Pero en este caso, porque estás hablando con un grupo, es más como, ¿cómo están ustedes, no? Like, how is everyone?
Sí.
Sí, entonces, si entras en un no sé, en una fiesta o una casa y hay un grupo de personas, puedes decir que la que corrillo.
Corrillo, sí.
Okay.
O cuando van a jugar baloncesto y está el grupo de jugadores, tú dices que la que hay corrillo.
Ah, okay. So if you're going to play basketball and there's a group of people about to play, you could also say, you know, hey, what's going on, everybody? Like, what's up, basically, guys? What's up, guys?
Exacto.
Okay. ¿Y cuál es la próxima?
Todo bien.
Todo bien. Ah, ese es un clásico para mí porque
sí.
Puedo usar todo bien para decir como, no sé, cualquier cosa.
Sí, todo bien. ¿Cómo está? O responder, ¿verdad? Que estás bien. Todo, para todo también se usa.
Ah, entonces, todo bien, es como una pregunta y una respuesta.
Sí.
Entonces, puedo decir todo bien, como estás bien, tú estás bien.
Sí.
Like, are you okay? Like, how are you feeling?
Sí.
And I can respond, ah, todo bien, like, everything's fine, I'm doing good, all like, it's all good, right?
Exacto, sí, se puede usar para las dos, como pregunta de cómo está, para saber cómo está la persona, o respuesta de que, ah, sí, todo bien, todo bien.
Y sí, y estás diciendo que está todo bien, como everything is okay. But you don't have to use estar, you can just say todo bien, and it's understood that you're talking about how you're doing.
Exacto.
¿Y la próxima palabra que tienes?
Que es la que combo. Que es la que combo, ¿verdad? Es igual que corillo, ¿no? Corillo, combo, es un grupo de amistad.
Entonces, que la que combo, que la que corillo, corillo y combo are like friends, right? Like,
sí.
So when you're talking to a group of friends, you can use that instead of like ustedes, for example.
Exacto.
¿Y qué es una respuesta? ¿Qué es la que combo? ¿Cómo puedo responder? How can I respond?
No, ahí puede igual que todo bien. Todo bien. O aquí, esperando lo que estés haciendo, ¿no? Ahí puedes responder igual lo que estés haciendo o cómo tú estás.
So you can tell someone how you're feeling or what you're doing, right? Like in that moment. It's like basically what, you know, what's going on with you, basically. Anything that you can express to like explain, you know, because it's basically someone's asking you. There's just different ways to say like, how are you? What's up? What's going on? So any response where you explain how you're feeling or what you're doing will work.
Exacto. También puedes responder como nada nuevo. O sea, como que no ha pasado. Es igual, ¿no? Que no ha cambiado nada. Todo sigue en lo mismo, ¿no? Nada nuevo. Nada que contar.
Sí, es igual que en inglés cuando decimos que, what's up? Nothing new, right? Like, nothing has changed. Like, everything is pretty much like the same. So, nada nuevo. Mm-hmm. It's like, we would say very similar in English as well. Like, nothing new. Everything's pretty much as it was, right?
Exacto.
Which these days, I don't know, because that's just, everything changes so much. I couldn't imagine saying nada nuevo ahora, porque en todo el mundo la situación sigue cambiando casi todos los días. Entonces yo no sé, pero quiero decir nada nuevo algún día, no sé.
Es totalmente cierto.
¿Y qué más tienes? ¿Qué más palabras?
También es como, vaya mano. Pero vaya mano es como para una persona, ¿no? Vaya mano, es como que laque, pero es un saludo.
¿Y es un saludo que se usan las mujeres o los hombres, o los dos?
Más los hombres.
Ah, ok. Sí, porque para mí suena como algo que he escuchado de un hombre, pero no una mujer. Como vaya sí, mano. Sí. Suena un poco masculino.
Sí, es más entre jóvenes, ¿no? Entre ellos, ¿no? Vaya mano, pero ese es más un saludo, pero un saludo más que lo ves de pasando, ¿no? Como que no te paras a dialogar con esa persona. Es un saludo de como de lejos, vaya mano, y ya.
Ah, sí. So it's something you would say if you see someone like maybe walking down the street, like they're across the street, you're not going to stop and have a conversation, but you're just kind of like waving like, hey, vaya mano.
Exacto.
Okay. But mainly younger people and usually guys would use this.
Sí, la próxima es tato bien, ¿no? Tato.
Tato. Y tato es algo también que tienen en español dominicano. Eso significa, it's like a short, they cut the words, right? So instead of saying the full phrase like, está todo bien, like everything is okay, it's super, super short. So it's just tato, like está todo, tato.
Exacto, bien corto, ¿no? Y preciso, tato, está todo bien, ¿no? O todo bien.
Sí, ¿y eso es una pregunta también o también es un saludo?
Es un saludo, pero también lo puedes utilizar como respuesta, tato.
Ah, sí. Entonces, como todo bien, tato, por decir los dos.
Ajá, exacto.
Ah, interesante. Sí, so, this is why people say, oh, I don't understand, you know, Spanish speakers from Puerto Rico, because not only sometimes the way people talk different, it's just that the shortening of phrases like this, right? Like, if you don't know, it's really hard to pick that one up if no one told you, because tato, it sounds like another word altogether, and you might be hearing it thinking, oh, it's T-A-T-O, like it's a one word, but it's actually a very, very short way of saying an entire phrase, so I can see how that would be confusing to some people. Okay, so we've talked about some ways to greet someone. So we've reviewed saludos. Entonces, ¿qué tal las despedidas? So how do we say goodbye to someone after we've had a conversation and we're about to leave? So what are some ways to say adiós in Puerto Rico?
Bueno, en adiós puertorriqueños tenemos el chequeamos o nos chequeamos, ¿verdad?
Entonces, chequeamos, nos chequeamos, es como nos vemos, like see you later.
Exacto.
So this sounds literally like we'll check each other out, right? Like, but it's just like a way of saying like, I'll see you later, or like we'll see each other later. También es una despedida informal, es algo que se usa entre amigos.
Sí, entre amigos, grupo, más los jóvenes que lo utilizan. Algunos adultos, pero de la, como dicen aquí, de la vieja escuela, ¿no?
Old school. Right. Okay, ¿y hay otra manera de decir adiós?
Nos vemos, corillo.
Ah, so we have corillo otra vez. So nos vemos, corillo. Es como queda que corillo. También tenemos nos vemos, corillo.
Exacto. Es despedida. Que se van y ya, ¿no? Que la persona se va y el corillo se queda, ¿no? Nos vemos, corillo. O nos vemos, combo. Es lo mismo, ¿no?
Entonces, corillo es un grupo también. It's a group of friends. You're talking to a group of people. You say, see you guys later. So you're leaving and everyone else is staying behind. So you say, nos vemos, corillo.
Exacto. Esa es la más utilizada, ¿no? Nos vemos, corillo.
So that's one of the most common things you'll hear then. Mm-hmm. So nos vemos, combo es la misma cosa de nos vemos, corillo. So it's something you would say to a group when you're leaving a group.
Exacto.
So let's say I'm just talking to one person, una sola persona. ¿Cómo se puede despedir?
Dale, te veo.
Dale, te veo.
Es como que, ok, te veo luego. Ok, nos vemos. Pero es dale, te veo.
So it's literally like, okay, I'll see you. Right? Like, I'll see you. It's almost like, hasta luego, I'll see you later. We're talking to one person. Dale, te veo.
Sí.
Y otra despedida.
Te llevo.
Te llevo. Ah, and this one's kind of strange. So this is kind of like literally, it's like I carry you, right? It's like te llevo.
Sí, te llevo. Ese es como que nos vemos. Te llevo. Te recuerdo, te llevo siempre presente, ¿no? Pero es como que te llevo, adiós.
Y como también te llevo en mi corazón.
Ajá, te llevo en mi corazón. Uh-huh. O en mi mente.
So it's basically like you're saying, I'm leaving, but I'll be thinking of you, right? Like, I'll carry you with me, but like in a way of, you know, you're always going, you'll still be on my mind, even though I'm leaving you right now. So it's a way of telling someone that you're leaving, but you won't forget them, basically, right?
Exacto.
Y otra manera de decir adiós, so like another way to say goodbye in Puerto Rico.
Es los veo.
Los veo. Y también la manera de decirlo es algo típico de Puerto Rico también. So the way that this is pronounced, because if you were reading it, it's like los veo. So literally, I will see you all, right? You're talking to a group like los.
Sí.
But in Puerto Rico, sometimes the last S isn't pronounced really strong, is it?
Exacto. Entonces lo veo, ¿no?
Lo veo. So it's hard to hear if you're listening to it, and you're like, wow, okay, is it lo veo? Like no, los veo, but the S is just not pronounced very strongly. But los veo, it's like literally, you know, I'll see you guys, right? So kind of so similar to like nos vemos corillo, nos vemos combo, los veo.
Mm-hmm. Los veo.
Just to do a quick review. Just go through for us the different ways to greet someone in Puerto Rico.
Ah, sí. Huepa. En saludos tenemos huepa, que hay, que la que. Que la que corillo. ¿Todo bien? Que la que combo. Vaya mano. Tato. O tato bien. Despedidas. Chequeamos. Nos vemos, corillo. Nos vemos, combo. Dale, te veo. Te llevo. Los veo. Nada nuevo. Nos chequeamos.
Ok, entonces gracias por compartir las frases con nosotros. So thank you for sharing these phrases with us.
No, gracias a ti por la invitación.
I hope you enjoyed that episode, and we will have Naomi back on the podcast to talk about more Puerto Rican Spanish, so stay tuned for that in the future. But for now, if you want to book a lesson with Naomi, I promised I would give you some information on how you could do that and also at a discount. So just go to SpanishConSalsa.com/speak. So SpanishConSalsa.com/speak. And then you will be able to book a lesson with Naomi to learn more Puerto Rican Spanish. Now, if you want 50% off your first lesson, just use code PR2020. So PR2020, that is the discount code. It will give you 50% off your first lesson with Naomi, just go to SpanishConSalsa.com/speak and make sure you book your lesson by December 31st so that you can take advantage of that discount. So I encourage you, don't be shy. If you have a question about something you heard in today's episode, or if you just want to get practice speaking Spanish with someone from Puerto Rico so you can get used to the accent and ask any questions that you have, I definitely encourage you to book a lesson with Naomi. She's super nice. Everyone on our team will make you feel comfortable, even if you don't feel confident in your ability to speak Spanish. That's what we're here for. We're here to help you learn and to practice. So judgment-free zone, no worries if you want to book a lesson with Naomi or anyone else on our team. But make sure you go to SpanishConSalsa.com/speak before December 31st and enter code PR2020 to get 50% off your first lesson with Naomi. And also, don't forget, if you want to grab your bilingual planner for language learners, 52 weeks of color-coded, beautiful planning to get your year 2021 started off right with your Spanish goals, and also to be prepared for our goal-setting series that we're starting the first week of January, make sure you go to SpanishConSalsa.com/planner and grab that before next year. As always, I hope something that you heard in this week's episode has taken you one step closer from Spanish beginner to bilingual. Hasta la próxima.
Thank you for listening to the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast at learnspanishconsalsa.com.